The question today is, what is our government's biblical responsibility? We need to go to the Bible to really find that out. And really, there's a whole section in the Bible that deals with this. And let me just read that, and that'll help us, and then we'll try to break it down a little bit. But Romans chapter 13, verse number 1 through verse number 7, he said, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there's no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then be not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do not that which is evil, be afraid. Or if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay you tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor." As we read that section, Paul's writing to the saints at Rome, and the Romans, of course, were living in the capital of the known the world power at that time, that was Rome, and so therefore they were very disturbed, no doubt, about how much what was going on in concerning that government at that time. Let me also say this, there's also government was not the first institution that God ordained and set up. The first institution was the home. And then after Noah got off the ark and he set up human government at that time, and he gave certain responsibilities to that government. And so as a result, these are listed. Paul lists them here. Basically, there's only two responsibilities that government have. And by the way, government is the people. And we in America today have a republic. You realize something, many people think we're a democratic nation. That's not really what we're set up to be as far as our Constitution is set up to be. A republic is where we elect leaders in our areas to go to Washington, if you please, and they're to vote the mind of the constituents that sent them to Washington. Therefore, you've got an overall view of the people. It's a republic. I know that they say that when Benjamin Franklin was about to sign or came out of signing the Declaration of Independence and all those things and the Constitution and whatnot, when that was all formulated, somebody asked him, "What did you give us, Mr. Franklin?" And he said, "We gave you a republic if you can keep it." So you see, we never hear that. Today we're talking about a democratic nation, but we're a republic. There's a difference in that. And I'll have to admit, I don't know all about the government there is to know. I'm not trying to get into all that because God didn't call me to be in the government. And especially today, I'd rather be a preacher of the gospel today than to be president of the United States. I'd rather be right here where God's placed me because that's where the will of God is for my life at this present time. And basically, the government today has only two responsibilities. And that is, it said it's to be a terror to them that do evil and to be a praise to them that do good. That's really the two basic responsibilities of government. Now, they've entered in many other areas and tried to dominate and try to rule and trying to take away our freedom. That's not really what God gave us in America, if you please, or even what Paul was talking about years ago when he set this up. They told about what to do. They're to be a praise to those which do good and a terror to those that do evil. In fact, he said they're ministers of God to execute vengeance upon them that do evil and to be a praise to them that do good. Now, back in the early days of America, if you please, they said they used to have what was called statesmen. Now we have politicians. There's a lot of difference in statesmen and politician. Would to God we had more statesmen. They'd be more concerned about their fellow man's welfare than these politicians. You see, the politicians we've got today in our government, they're elected by the people, put in office. But for the majority, they're more concerned about padding their pockets or giving something to where they can get ahead And it's a sad situation today that we have. You see, instead of them executing vengeance upon those who do evil, they're really executing vengeance upon those who do good. What's happening today? We're taking prayer out of school. It's already out. That's because it's out of the heart. It's out of the home is the reason that's there. They've taken our liberties are fastly being gone. I mean, they've got laws passed now where they're going to try to take our guns. They've got laws passed in which they can commit murder by committing abortion, and they're failing to carry out the responsibility of capital punishment that God laid down. And right after Noah got off the ark and said, man takes a life, you to take his life. The government is to do that. Why? He's a minister of God to execute vengeance upon them that do evil. If our government today would carry in effect the capital punishment and not let so many drawn out of appeals and whatnot and go for where they go for 20, 30, 40 years, I don't know how long they go before they're executed, I'll tell you, things would change. And then they've got the outlets in which many people can claim mental incompetence and they're get off the hook. I tell you, if you hang a few of them on the court square and capital punishment, I'm talking about our government doing that, because it would deter a lot of crime. I mean, it would do that. But I tell you, there's some countries today that when a man steals something in that country, it don't have to be a whole lot. They cut off his arm. That way he's identified as a thief. I know when I was in Nigeria that someone had broken in the office of the people we were going to be at, and he stole the tape recorder and a few booklets and things. Wasn't very much money value, but he was sentenced to, I think it was 5 years hard labor. And hard labor wasn't like it would be here in our country today. Oh, my. You see, our government is not, we don't have any statesmen anymore. We got politicians now. Early days when the statesmen were there, in the early days of our country, we know that they used to have a platform that they stand on. We know we talk about platforms that they have today. I'm talking about what they're for and what they're against. But before the statesman would really go into the office and set up his publicly his platform, he would go to the local pastor of the churches and he would ask them, what does the Bible say about this? What's God's Word say about this? He wanted something that would stand the test of time in the Word of God. But today, they don't want anything about that. In fact, they holler separation of church and state, and that's not really scriptural. It's not really scriptural. You see, really, God gave the church the responsibility to tend to the affairs of the people in the home and really the affairs of the people in government. God, that's how God's operating today. He said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Matthew 16:18 speaks about. And so there's a responsibility of our government to do these things. Now, what they're doing today, they're really putting preachers in jail for preaching the word. They're instead of praising good, they're praising evil. They're praising evil more so because they'll let someone who's I know of right now, a couple of preachers, and they may not have done everything correctly, but they were disciplining a child that a mother wanted them to discipline, and they're spending, I think it's 10 or 12 years in the penitentiary for that. And there are some people who will rape and murder and will be out in four a lot of times on technicalities. Or not to be those technicalities. Lord help us today. You see, our government was set up, and he does say in this scripture that we're to pay tribute to them. In other words, Jesus said, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar. Now, the hardest thing to do now is Caesar thinks, and by the way, Caesar represents government because that was the leader of the Roman world empire at the time that this book was written, and during these times, Romans was in control. And so, therefore, he said, render under Caesar, render under the government what's due the government. But the sad thing today, the government tends to think that they need so much more and need more and more and more. They're wasting a lot of money on things that they shouldn't waste it on. And so, as a result, our government is not fulfilling the responsibility that they should in our country today. And as a result, we've got people who are fed up with the government in that sense. Well, yet God says to be subject to the higher power. God put them over you and said, be subject to those. In other words, they're to meet their responsibilities. Be like a wife being subject to her husband. She'll be glad to submit to her husband if her husband would meet the responsibility that he should have toward her. And if our government would meet the responsibility to the citizens today, then the citizens would be glad to be in proper submission to those, the government officials at that time. But the way it is today, it's just causing anarchy. It's just causing really treason to almost set in, and people doing what they want instead of what God wants. Really, government should look to God. In other words, we've got on our coins in God we trust, or at least have had that. They're trying to take it off, now, and they're trying to take the pledge out that says one nation under God, and that was given to us over 200 years ago, and based upon biblical principles and a constitution based upon biblical principles. A lot of people think we're a Christian nation, and it is true we're more Christian than a lot of other nations. But folks, I want to tell you, today there's not much Christian about America today. And America can't go on murdering as many babies as she's doing today and get by. I don't see America in the end time. I don't see her there in the book of Revelation. I really don't. I think America will fall one day, and I think that's why we're getting some of the presidents we're getting from time to time is just really like the kings of Israel. There were good ones interspersed along the way, but many of them walked after the ways of Ahab and led people astray. And so as a result, we find that we've got a government today that's really going against God and doing right opposite of what the Bible said. So biblically, what's the biblical responsibility of our government? Basically two things, and that is to execute terror upon vengeance upon those who do evil, to be a terror to the evil, to stop it and to cause it to cease, and to praise that which is good, because God said they're a minister. He chosen them to be the government, to be a minister unto the people of this country. And that stands true for any other country. It may not be set up exactly like America's set up, but they're still their ministers to execute vengeance upon them which do evil, and to praise those which do good. And therefore, he said, since they're ministers, they ought to live off of the land, in essence, in that sense, like the preacher who preaches the gospel ought to live of the gospel. So, therefore, we're to pay tribute, at least rightly. Now, I know it's been exaggerated today, and we're in a mess today, but that's the biblical responsibility of our government, according to Romans 10:13. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.